This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 3rd August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is warm and pleasant across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees some light clouds this afternoon. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, perfect weather for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, IDF's Gaza strikes are reportedly hindering efforts by the balance of power to disarm Hamas and provide medical assistance, according to Nikolai Mladenov via the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports that Israeli strikes in Gaza continue amid ongoing questions over a proposed ceasefire. 18 Palestinians have been reported killed, while Israel insists it will not withdraw until Hamas disarms. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Israel's senior minister has stated that attacks in Gaza will not stop. 9 people have died in the strikes, including children, as the cabinet has yet to discuss Hamas's disarmament plan. Separately, from earlier today, the JTA reports that former President Trump cancelled a joint U.S.-Israel assault on Iran. This decision, made after a plea from Saudi Arabia, appears to have caught Israel off guard. And finally, earlier reporting indicates that Hamas's refusal to halt rocket attacks has intensified Israeli airstrikes, with casualties mounting on both sides. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSIN613 noted just minutes ago that while Trump spoke about a ceasefire, IRGC forces are actively targeting ships. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported that Trump claimed the U.S. was ready for a major strike on Iran before allies intervened. Journalist Yashar Ali, posting recently, questioned the feasibility of a large-scale U.S. military operation in Iran, highlighting the country's size and complexity. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent operations in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that Mladenov expressed concerns that these actions are complicating efforts to disarm Hamas and provide medical care. This comes after the IDF announced the killing of 2 senior Hamas commanders over the weekend. These developments could further strain humanitarian operations in the region. Turning to the ongoing conflict, Ynet highlights that Palestinian officials report 18 fatalities from Israeli airstrikes today. Meanwhile, Israel remains firm on its stance that withdrawal won't occur until Hamas agrees to disarm under a U.S.-backed plan. The ongoing violence complicates diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that Israeli Minister Eli Cohen confirmed attacks in Gaza will press on despite a tentative disarmament plan by Hamas. The Prime Minister's office has conveyed its concerns to the U.S. So, the situation remains tense as diplomatic solutions are pursued. In earlier reporting, the JTA reveals that former President Trump cancelled a planned assault on Iran after Saudi Arabia's appeal. This decision has reportedly surprised Israeli officials who were preparing for joint military actions. The cancellation reflects the complex dynamics in the region and the influence of international diplomacy. Finally, tensions remain high as Hamas continues its rocket attacks, leading to intensified Israeli responses. Previous reports indicate a growing number of casualties, raising concerns about the humanitarian impact on civilians on both sides. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on the possibility of taking Israel's secretive missile manufacturer, Tomer, public. The ongoing conflicts are driving the need to expand missile production, making this a potential defense IPO to watch. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Teva Pharmaceuticals' strategic shift towards innovative drugs. The company saw a 9% stock increase after positive quarterly results, aiming to reduce reliance on generic medications. And finally, according to Walla Business, a new player, Arbex, has entered the Israeli market. Formed through a merger between Kimberly-Clark and Suzano, Arbex is set to disrupt the paper and hygiene products sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.